Hello and welcome to Testing Stories from India. This is Pradeep Sundararajan. I have been wondering about many things in the companies that I work for. I am talking about those companies who have a CMM or ISO certification to grab customers. One of the things that I wonder in them is the story of test plans and putting them to freezers. When I was a junior tester in these organizations, my leads and managers prepared test plans, got it freezed after reviews, and never updated it during the project. I wonder how a test plan remains freezed without getting affected by the heat of the project. Being in Bangalore, I understand that the climate is cold compared to Hyderabad and Chennai. But even in those places, the climate has no effect on the test plans and it remains freezed. The time taken by these people to bring up a test plan and get it freezed goes for a mere waste and reduces the profitability to the customers. Rapid software testing takes a wonderful example of a football game. They go in with a plan based on the predictions, and the winning team is one whose coach and players are open to ideas and dynamics of the game and change the plan based on them. Maybe they spent 2 days before the game in planning, and had they continued playing as per the plan that they had before they hit the field, their chances of losing is bright and the time that they spend on planning goes for a waste and adds to the cost. Updating a test plan based on the dynamics of the project might sound like doing a 15-minute documentation work per day, but I have seen companies getting into big problems as they did not update a document, specifically a test plan. One such problem that happened in one of the companies that I worked for is this. The test plan incorporated a lab setup diagram, a lab setup configuration details, and all those details about lab setup. The lab setup changes and changed over months and wasn't updated at all. This company one day was acquired by another company, which forced them to shift their campus or facility. Meanwhile, people who executed the lab setup quit the company. After moving all the lab equipments to the new facility, the rest of the team were shocked to know that the setup that they referred to didn't yield what they wanted, and there were information missing in the document with respect to tuning the hardware, changing the software configuration, and a lot more. There was a bigger shock waiting. The customer demanded a release within a week, and the team feared if it could be tested, as the setup wasn't ready. Had this team updated the changes made to their lab, which might have taken them 15 minutes to update the test plan, they might have not fallen into the trap. Well, this is one such story. I can say a lot of these stories. If you think you wouldn't update the document, better not spend time on it at all. It just adds cost and confusion and creates a negative value to the people around. So think for yourself and bring in a small change in your work. 15 minutes a day can make a big difference to your projects. Remember this, test plans aren't ice creams. I repeat it, test plans aren't ice creams. And if you remember this, you shall not fall into this trap. Thank you. Happy testing. Signing off from you, Pradeep Sundararajan, PRADEEP.SRAJAN@gmail.com. And you could refer to my blog, testertested.blogspot.com. Thank you.